Okay. We'll move our discussion up to its next stage. After we've gotten used to the idea of bringing Hashem into our lives and really making Him a part of our lives, now we can move on to the next stage of really starting to analyze what we kept referring to as the different dynamics. Really, if we'll talk in halachic terms, what I'm referring to is the list of what the Kadmonim call Choyvois Halavavois, not as in the name of the Sefer, but the subject for which he named his Sefer. The list of Chiyuvim de Araisa that we are supposed to feel and think, which, if we'll put it into other terms, these are the dynamics of the relationship we've been discussing up till now. So, what I want to try to do over the next few weeks is actually, if we analyze the Chavis Halvavis' list, we'll find very interesting things on the list that he lists as these Chiyuvim, or what we'll call the dynamics of our relationship. So we'll start with number one, which is not a Chiddush of the Chavis Halvavis. It's actually not a Chiddush at all. Number one is the Chiyuv of acknowledging Hashem's oneness. Mitzvah D'oraisa that everybody's heard of, and probably almost every last Jew. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You have to believe that Hashem is one. Now, at first glance, this mitzvah seems simple, obvious, synonymous with the Isra of Le'iloch Re'leim Acherim. You're not allowed to have any other gods because Hashem is the only God. But there's a lot more than that to it, and there are some very fundamental aspects of this mitzvah which are very relevant to us, mamish, on a 24-hour basis. So first we have to begin by understanding the distinction between lo yielecha, which actually also Chinuch tells us is a constant mitzvah. That's a separate discussion. How the Isra of Avodah Zarah is a constant mitzvah for us today. But the oneness of Hashem. So really, on the philosophical level, which is not going to be our discussion now, the Rambam says that yes, understanding the oneness of Hashem goes way beyond just not believing in any other gods. It could have been five gods. We don't believe in four of them, so merely there's only one of what could have been five. It happens to be only one. The Rambam says no, it means understanding that there only could be one Hashem. That has to do with understanding who Hashem is. That's a very, very deep discussion. The Rambam says it's a discussion that can keep a person busy his whole life. It's deep. A person can be busy getting to the depth of it his whole life. Just in a very basic way to understand what's so deep about it. Okay, there's only one Hashem, there aren't two. What's so deep about it? To understand what one means. One also means, the Rambam says, which also sounds simplistic on the simple level, that he doesn't divide into parts. Also sounds simple. Doesn't divide into parts. What does that mean? The truth is, what it means is that Hashem doesn't have different parts to Him. We all have different parts. Hashem doesn't have different parts to Him. In other words, when I want to do something, there's a process. First I want it, then I have to think about it, I have to use my brain. Then I have to plan which limbs are actually going to carry it out, and I go and do it with my limbs. With Hashem there's no such process because there aren't different parts. It isn't that Hashem decides to do something and then He does it, because that would imply that there's the realm of Hashem that thinks, and then there's the realm of Hashem that carries out. Arms and a head, even if we understand it as spiritual, but it's still different parts. That's why the Ramban says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. What does that mean? Hashem conceived. Vayomer as in Hashem willed. Hashem thought of it, and that's what made it happen. Because by Hashem there's no process. The thought enters, as soon as He conceives of the idea, that is its creation. It then exists. Therefore, whenever you see a shtender in front of you, what you're actually seeing is the will of Hashem in physical form. Hashem conceived it into existence. He's continuing to conceive it at all times. But again, this is the philosophical level, which we can go on and on about, because it gets further and further. We'll actually reach a point, if we really understand that Hashem is one, What that really means is, once we understand that there's no form and there are no different parts, we also understand automatically that means that he's not confined into any specific place. He's all over the place. Why? Because, again, only if someone is finite is he defined to a certain spot. You get into problems. Once you realize that he's all over the place, where is there room for you? Where is there room for anybody else to exist? If you exist, does that mean that Hashem is outside of you? These are just examples of where this is a very, very deep subject that there are many Sfarim spending a lot of time on. But how is this a practical subject in terms of our day-to-day relationship with Hashem? And here is a very, very fundamental point. It's the realization that there really is only one force in your life. What does that mean? It means that there is nothing other than Hashem's will going on in your life. In other words, no avodah zarah, but we're going to redefine avodah zarah now. Chazal tell us, lo yeh becha el zar. There should be no foreign god within you. What does Chazal say? Who's a foreign god in you? Chazal say the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is a foreign god within you. Now you're not allowed to believe in foreign gods. Does that mean that I shouldn't believe in the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara is there, and he's real. And the answer is that no, you have to realize that there's really only one force in your life. That also is Hashem. We have a new definition for the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara really is not a force working against Hashem's will. The Yetzer Hara is Hashem appearing to you and saying, I want you to make progress now. I want you to get ahead. How? So if you're walking down the road and you encounter a big block in the road, you can either see it as a tripping stone, or you could see it as a means of climbing higher. The Yetzirah is really just in Hashem's service. It's again Hashem at work. Whenever you're facing temptation, when you switch your mindset to Hashem Echad, you don't feel that there's a conflict here. There's Hashem on one side, the Yetzirah on a different side. You feel that the Yetzirah is a call to Hashem and saying, I want you to rise a little bit higher than you were up till now. That's what a Nisayan is. A Nisayan is not a conflict with the way things should be. Nisayan is from the word nes. What's a nes? Not miracle. There's another word used for the word nes. A banner. Son nes lekabetz kol yisrael. A banner. Raise a banner to gather in all the goliaths. We talk about a Nisayan. What a Nisayan really is Hashem is giving you a new banner to hold high. Every Nisayan is actually an opportunity. It's an opportunity that's being granted to you by Hashem. That's what the Yetzer Hara is. And when a person learns to relate to Nisayanus in such a way, the Nisayanus take a different form. You aren't being threatened by a Nisayan. You're not being threatened. It's not like I'm being pulled in the wrong direction. On the contrary, the Nisayan is Hashem whispering in your ear, I think that there are greater things for you to do. You can serve me better now by stepping, climbing up on this stone, reaching a higher level. From there you can go to the next stone. There was a person who was a Rav was involved in Kiruv, and he was involved with a fellow, and this fellow was basically all the way there, was ready to really turn over his life except for one thing that he was having a hard time with, a very hard time. He had a non-Jewish fiance. Had a non-Jewish fiancé, and that just everything he appreciated, and he believed, and he loved Shabbos, and everything, but he had a non-Jewish fiancé, and that was just, he was torn, he couldn't drop her. So the Rav said, let me take you to my Rebbe. Took him to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said to him, described him his terrible dilemma, his terrible quandary. And the Rebbe said to him, I'm jealous of you. Looked at him, why are you jealous of me? Said, Hashem never gave me such an opportunity to prove loyalty to him. In other words, you take the test, it's not a problem, it's the other way around. The test is an opportunity. The test is an opportunity that Hashem is granting you to be able to rise higher and prove yourself to him. So really, any Nisayan that you're facing is again just about you and Hashem. There's no Elzar here. you relate to it, right? It's not an Elzer. As soon as you see it as some foreign force, it's a problem in Hashem Echad. If there are things that can conflict with Hashem's will, it's a problem with Hashem Echad. There is nothing bad in the world except our Bechira. Our Bechira is the only thing that can be bad. A tempting, tantalizing plate of pork. We're not on that level. Well, let's say we were. Okay? Tantalizing plate of pork. That's aromas are going into your nose and you just are having a very, very hard time holding back. You have to realize that that plate of pork is not something evil. That plate of pork is a very, very great thing. It's a means of you drawing much closer to Hashem. Don't mess up that plate of pork. The way to keep it with the greatness that it has is by not eating it. By not eating it, that plate of pork served a very, very sublime function in this world. The only place that there's room for bad is in our Bechira. Otherwise, once again, it's all Yichud Hashem. It's all Yichud Hashem. It's all Hashem just turning to us and telling us, I have another challenge for you. Any adversity that we face in life is Hashem saying, this is another opportunity for you to grow. That's why, from a Bezriel Tauber, which is beautiful, said that we say at night, we're moichel everybody who bothered us, who made us trouble throughout the day. And we continue in that feeling, we say, may it be a will that I shouldn't sin anymore. What's the connection between being moichel people who sin against you and then davening that you shouldn't sin anymore? So throughout the day, the rush of the day, it's hard to maintain that realization that when a person comes and is making you tzaris, it's really just Hashem testing you. It's really just now you see the other person deserves a punch in the nose. It's hard to hear it as a voice of Hashem the way David HaMelech heard it. How did David HaMelech hear it when somebody came and provoked him? Shimi ben Gera, a person who had been good to, and David was at the lowest point of his life, he was fleeing from Avshalom. Shimi ben Gera came and cursed him with all kinds of very personal insults that really hit home. David heard the voice of Hashem. Hashem said, told him to curse. In other words, David HaMelech didn't hear curses. David HaMelech heard Hashem sending him a message and saying, this is a chance for you to grow. And David HaMelech grabbed the opportunity. Chazal tells us that it was that time that David HaMelech earned the title of the fourth regal of the Merkava. He was shot up to the caliber of the Avos at that moment. So therefore, when we're at the end of the day, we're in bed, the day is done. Now we're stepping back and we're actually reviewing it, we're getting our perspective back in place. And we say, now I realize I can be moichel everybody because it wasn't them. What does it all boil down to? It all just boils down to my relationship with you. It's all about me and you. What's my perspective on viewing all the provocations that I face throughout the day? May I not sin? May I handle it all well? Now when I'm in bed, now when I'm out of the action, I'm able to step back and see it for what it really is. And we ask Hashem, give us more success tomorrow in facing it and saying, this is a challenge to me from Hashem.